So I think for practical purposes, we need to work on our mental events, the way that mind does manifest. And we can do that. We can get hold of our mental events as something practical that we can do, which will lead us, perhaps, hopefully, to an experience of the one mind in time. So that's perhaps our task, is to be able to identify our states of mind. So we need to identify them, evaluate them in terms of content and criteria. So the content of our minds in this particular tradition, Asanga's Abhidharma Samuchaya, is the 51 mental events. So again, just to remind you, the 51 mental events as a list is not the last word on mental events. It's not exhaustive. This is provisional operational concepts. It's a tool. It's a map. You won't find, for example, fear delineated as an unskillful mental event. You may find it implied in some of the others. So don't take it all too literally. So first of all, we have the 51 mental events, which we're going to be exploring in more detail through the talks and through our own reflections later on the convention. So I'm just going to list them in categories. They fall into six categories, and I'm sure you've all got this on your sheets. So first of all, the five omnipresent mental events. This is the chapter that Bhante entitles in Know Your Mind, the perceptual situation. They're always there. Secondly, the five object-determining mental events. Chapter title of that is A Steady Focus. It's how we get close up to the object and become more aware of it. So five omnipresent, five object-determining, 11 positive mental events, the creative mind at work. The six root places, the chapter heading is Forces of Disintegration, in Know Your Mind. The 20 branch defilements, or upaklesas, factors of instability, and the four unclassifiables. So those are the six categories. Five omnipresent, five object determining, 11 positive, six root places, 20 branch defilements, and four unclassifiable. Don't worry. It's on the sheet, and you have a speaker each day telling you what they are. Just going to give you, they're just an outline. So that's the content, and then we need to evaluate those mental events from two perspectives. Again, there'll be talks on this, so don't worry too much. So they're going to be evaluated through the epistemic perspective, first of all. So epistemic means to do with knowing. It's to do with knowing how we know, how the mind works, and is concerned with degrees of awareness. So that involves those first two sets, the five omnipresent and the five object-determining mental events, are involved in the epistemic perspective of mind. You'll hear all about that, I think, tomorrow. The second perspective is the ethical, and this is the 41 remaining mental events, the unskillful, the skillful, and I think the unclassifiable fall in there. So this is the material we're going to be covering. Don't worry, it'll all be made clear to you in the talks.